Welcome to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster.
Welcome to some more time with Holocaust survivor Rosa Blom. She talks this time about addiction, and she has a very strong and powerful message to the youth, she says, about addiction, their purpose, and living their purpose. 93 years old, with a message to the youth, Rosa wants to remind everyone and let them know that she was 15 when she lost her parents. She was 16 when she became addicted to smoking, when she discovered it, by accident, no intention. She smoked for years and years until cancer came on the scene when she was 60 years old. Gingivitis took away her teeth. Lots of changes, lots of things to deal with, cope with, choices to be made. Come closer now and spend some time with Holocaust survivor and her insight, Rosa Blom.
I got addicted to smoking. Very innocent. Very sweet. I was 16. And I was a Holocaust survivor. Me and my brother, both of us survived. And we still lived in Munich, Germany. No, Bamberg, Germany. And he decided to go back home to see what's going on. I never wanted to go back home. I was afraid for going home that I will not come and I'm going to leave. And there was nobody there. I couldn't see myself going back. But when my brother left, he left me by 5 cartons of cigarettes. So in case I need extra money, the black market was still open, and people could get extra money for me in case I need it. He left this for me. And so, but when he left, it was everything fine. But after a couple of days, I couldn't sleep at night. And so, I said, you have cigarettes, but take a slice of cigarettes, maybe it will help you. I did. I got dizzy and fell asleep. So, after 2-3 nights later, automatically I went to reach for a cigarette. And by the time he came back, 2 months or 3 months later, I was addicted to smoking. There's nothing I could do. I was 17 years old, and I was addicted to smoking. My brother couldn't do nothing. He was a very orthodox Jewish man, but he couldn't do nothing with me because I was addicted to smoking. Smoking is a very, very hard disease. And I said, each time I wanted, I said, I go quit. I couldn't make it. I had to light a cigarette. And this went on for years and years. I met my husband. He was a smoker too. And we both, my husband was a heavy smoker. He smoked by 2 packs a day. He was a heavy smoker, coughed his nose through, but it didn't help. He kept on still smoking. And we both smoked together. Finally, we got married. After a certain time, I came out on the right side with cancer. I tried several times to quit, but no, just no. I just couldn't make it. But then I find myself, I had cancer on the right side. And I had to go in for an operation. And I was operated. And when I went in for an operation, and then in hospital, I couldn't smoke. And then suddenly I find my teeth flared up. My mouth went in on fire. And I said, oh my God, what did I do to myself? I couldn't eat. My teeth were on fire. My gums, oh my God, my gums were on fire. And after I got better, and I still wanted to smoke, but I was coughing, and things were getting worse, but the teeth were horrible. And I think about 2 weeks later or 3 weeks later, I went in for surgery. And he had to surgery on my gums. Because of gums surgery, again, I couldn't eat. It was very, very difficult to quit. But when you smoke, only milk was nothing except a cigarette. It was hard. For about 6 months, I was driving people crazy because I didn't want to stay at home. I used to go to the gym. And in the gym, not to smoke, I kept on talking. Drove people crazy because I didn't want to smoke. And I finally gave up my smoking. But I want to tell you girls, it's a very difficult thing, but it's well worth it. Because now I know what food is, I know what everything else is, but I smoked for my 30 years. And so if you all want to remember smoking, do not start it. You start it and a couple of days later, you are addicted to it. And I'm talking now to the youth. Please don't try smoking because smoking is an addictive thing. Please don't smoke because you don't go nowhere with it except to cancer. So be careful. And I hope I'll talk to you some other time.
Thank you, Rosa Blum.
Thanks for listening to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster. Patty is a motivational speaker, writer, musician, and has an amazing testimony of God's faithfulness. For more information, log on to www.pattyfoster.com.